For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It's Sean Ross Sapp, and it is March 26th, 2025. I am flying solo today, as I have all week. Like, my whole team just abandoned me this week. I always do the post-Raw show myself. Jimmy Van didn't pop on to the hump as he had, I don't know, something else to do. But I answered your questions for 70 minutes today. These have become the most aggregated podcasts in pro wrestling at this point. Every time we do a Q&A or the hump, the Twitter aggregators go crazy. We gave you details on how Swerve helped Lucha Underground wrestlers get out of their deals and just a ton of other stuff. A lot of insight on the Gail Kim firing, Mariah May, Saraya, Mina Shirakawa, all of the stories we broke over at FightfulSelect.com, the best $6 a month in the business. But by God, you're here right now. So leave a thumbs up, drop a fruit emoji, get in your super chats and humper chats. If you go, what in the hell are super chats and humper chats? If you're watching on YouTube.com/Fightful, which has a bunch of info docs, interviews, live event footage, all that good stuff. We dropped a new video on LJN black cards today, of which Jimmy Van has a massive collection of. You can send a super chat. If you are anywhere else, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, all that stuff, you can go to humperchats.com and send in your humper chats. Get your questions, your statements in. Our great moderator, Luis, will take them down. And just so you guys know, we are here every night, Monday through Saturday, talking pro wrestling with you guys. AEW did very good numbers for Collision, at least, you know, on their scale, late at night after the NCAA tournament, of which Kentucky advanced to the Sweet 16. I'm just saying, friends. And man, they followed it up with what I thought was a pretty solid Dynamite. So get those thumbs ups. And somebody says, I don't even want to know the weirdos. It might be in the Facebook chat. We have been like going about our social media strategies way differently. We're trying to get that monetized over there. Go like us on Facebook or follow us on Facebook. We are reinvigorating our TikTok. We're going to have a lot more news videos over there. Our Instagram is going to look way different. We've got Fightful Español. If for some reason you are listening to this English language show and you prefer Español, lots of stuff there. Lots of stuff for you guys to check out. Lots of ways to support us. Podcast platforms everywhere. But we broke some big stories this week. Mariah May contract appears to be coming up. There's a lot of people saying they know things that are far from anything that could or would be solidified right now. One of the reasons I broke this news yesterday, I'd been kind of following it and chasing it for a while. But I had a lot of people contacting me, speaking in absolutes, saying, oh, well, she's going to WWE. And another person said that they heard she was on an internal incomings list. That list doesn't exist. It's not a real thing. In fact, a person who's been there for a long time is like, I've never had a list like that, much less one with a talent that has a number of months at least left on their deal. But you guys want more contract news, so FightfulSelect.com. We had reported she is in her contract year. We heard you loud and clear on that. We are going to continue to report additional people that we hear are in their contract years as well. One of them broke the news herself. Saraya revealed, which it kind of got leaked to Entertainment Weekly to promote her upcoming podcast, Rule Breakers with Saraya, revealed that she is leaving AEW. Now, she is still on the roster page, and I did a free Fightful Select update this evening about this. I hit up her management team, and they said that we had, or they said that they had a very amicable separation with AEW, and that everything ended very well there. Doors open for the potential return, but Saraya didn't really see a path back necessarily. There were a lot of people that I talked to that were surprised by that, but I did follow, surprised that she was leaving with a number of months on her deal. However, I did speak to her management, and they do claim that she is a free agent as of now, even though she is still on the roster page. Another one is Mina Shirakawa, and I encourage you guys to get your super chats in about these deals, and I'll talk more about them. Mina Shirakawa, she got pulled from some shows, and when I asked, I was told, well, that's because she was not going to be under contract to who booked her out, and that's because she's going to AEW. We reported, and well, we confirmed what Tokyo Sports implied. They said that she was likely headed to AEW. We had reported she was headed to AEW, and she confirmed that in the wee hours of the morning here, but in the afternoon in Japan. And that's a good one for AEW, somebody that they've wanted to get nailed down. And I talked to Mina last month a little bit when she was injured, and she straight up told me, I'm looking to spend more time in the U.S. And it looks like she's going to have that opportunity. So a big Newsweek this week. Also, Von Wagner on the show. He wrestled his first match in a year last week. He appeared as security. People were like, oh, well, is he coming in? They were in Minnesota. That's where he lives. That's why they did that. But Kenny Omega kicked off the show. Saw a lot of people feeling a lot of ways about this match, and it just shows you the overreaction that exists on social media. First off, I know Jeremy Lambert of Fightful was being sort of facetious regarding, oh, well, this should be a title match. I mean, Blake Christian won like 7 straight ROH matches. So if they had allowed that to happen, I probably would have been cool with it. I think I would have been fine with that. But they didn't end up doing that. And I'm okay with that as well. I like how it played out. You had a hilarious hype video earlier in the day, which is like 95%. 95% Kenny Omega, and they're like, and Blake Christian, which somebody had to have done to just pop somebody, because that was so damn funny. It was so ridiculous how dismissive they were of of old Vanilla Baby. But this wasn't going to be much longer than 5 minutes. If it was, it was going to be an absolute slapper. But Kenny's got to have these types of matches. If you're going to be wrestling God, you can't go out there and just have 18 to 20 minute matches with people. You got to dominate some people. And one of the things I loved was Kenny, who probably very unfairly gets typecast with the flippy guys thing. Like, he didn't do a ton of flippy stuff. Like, he would do a tope con hilo, and he would do some moonsaults. Didn't do a ton of flippy stuff. But you saw Blake Christian do the handspring back elbow, and Kenny just knees him in the head. Love the Vanilla Baby robe as well that Blake Christian has made. For those that don't understand that, there was a highlight video that Blake Christian had posted a while back, and it was set to Jack Harlow's Lovin' on Me. People are like, that's ridiculous. And then he later revealed that he made it. So he's been nicknamed Vanilla Baby ever since. And it's worked very well, very well. He does incredible work in Ring of Honor and globally, honestly. Like, he has grown so much. I forget that he was signed to WWE because he's made such a name for himself outside of WWE. And this is a big one, man. This is a match that probably meant a lot to him. I thought it was a good showing. 5 minutes is all it needed, though. So, you know how back in the day when there would be pyro attached to the turnbuckles, you knew that Kane was winning because he was going to do his whole fire gimmick? I knew that Speedball and Kenny Omega weren't going to fight because Speedball was wearing shoes. I could tell. Anyway, he came out and he sort of healed a little bit. Sort of. And I was like, okay, like he was really like leaning into it, I'll say. Sorry for the dead air there, but he was definitely leaning into it a little bit more. And I was like, that guy's so nice. I can't buy Speedball as a heel, but I'll tell you what I will be able to buy one day. I've always pitched this as like Apollo Crews and things like that. These guys that look so nice that they say nice things and you're like, are they really that nice? Or is it charged up? Like, is there an ulterior motive to this? That's what I think that Speedball could do. I really think he could pull that off one day. But after the crowd stopped reacting to him like this, because the crowd loves Speedball Mike Bailey. Also, congrats to Ricochet and Samantha Irvin getting married. I'm told they got married this past week. So Ricochet sort of called in via satellite. Good for them. Good for them. Couple wonderful people. Couple very entertaining people as well. I can't wait for the day that Samantha Irvin is able to join AEW and hopefully do some stuff there with Ricochet as well. Ricochet is also very entertaining on Twitter. Like, really, really dig that. You can always tell when I get messaged by a wrestler while I'm on the show. Man. So, Matthew Hook says, anything about Tekla? TK, sign Gail. So, Gail Kim fired by TNA. I was shocked by that. We have a full update for subscribers of FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to have more news on the firings tomorrow, some of the things they did. I want to shout out Mike Gilbert. He had an incredible thread today, or a post today on Twitter, highlighting some of those things as well. But Tekla is one that everybody that I know that's in the business, like sort of that talks about it, assumes she'll be one of the ones that signs. And not only that, translates really well to the US. Like, she is very clearly next up. Like, for a while, we knew Julia was going to be next up, right? Like, we knew. Back in the day, we knew Kyrie was going to be next up. So she's very clearly headed that direction. Andrew Cook said, props to video editing. Love that opening. So that opening that we have here on Fightful, my friend IQ Wrestler did that. He's from Australia. Brilliant, brilliant wrestling fan. Great editor. Does incredible music videos. But back in the day, he did one of his own, like it was his own intro, and it had like the Death Wish, like a bend to it. And that thing has lived in my head. I'll never forget it. It was to a Brian Pillman music video that IQ Wrestler did. And I hit him up and I was like, hey, I remember this intro. Can I like pay you to produce one like that for Fightful? And he said yes. And very, very, very honored to have had him do that, because it's my favorite intro. We had a bunch of others that were on royalty free music, and then somebody started to claim them, and I was like, okay, it's not supposed to work like that. Let's get these off of here. Nick says, was audio as bad on screen as it was in venue tonight? Couldn't hear a word that was being said on mics. No, Nick, it wasn't, but I heard this from a lot of people. So it certainly wasn't just a you thing. I heard this from a number of people in the venue that they couldn't really hear much. Like the swerve promos and a couple other things, I had people that were saying that they couldn't hear things very well, which is, you know, unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Mercedes Moné on AEW Collision this Saturday. Tony P says, I know we're getting Mercedes and Athena. However, I felt like Dynasty would have been too early. If it happens before All In, it would be at Double or Nothing. Needs to have some fallout from the Super Card of Honor push to push the feud all along. So I want to be clear. Fightful Select reported last week that the plan is Mercedes and Athena, and that it could happen as early as Dynasty. I don't know that it is happening at Dynasty, as early as Dynasty, because I assumed it was for All In, and I was told, no, it could happen way sooner than that, as early as Dynasty. Volob says, 4 years of membership, got full value. Shout out to Come Tuesday on a Wednesday. I don't promote our YouTube memberships that much, but we post a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot of unreleased stuff, and now all of our interviews, YouTube has given us a great feature where we're like,
wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Those go up early. Speaking of, listen, not to diminish the person that said it, but I checked the Fightful Patreon messages today, and a gentleman sent me a message. And rarely do people announce their departures over there, but a guy said, just wanted to let you know why it is that I'm canceling. He said, you put the Brian Danielson interview up behind the $10 tier on Fightful Select. It's like, I know that you have to monetize your content, but it's the attempt to gatekeep content behind a more expensive paywall. He said, I canceled the instant I saw the request. Listen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but our early access content has been on the $10 tier for 7 years now. 7 years. And then it releases free publicly. So I hope that gentleman got to watch that Brian Danielson interview, which is out now here on YouTube. Please check that out. Please do. Kyle Fletcher beat Brody King. Mark Davis got involved. Zach Schimmel says, I live behind the $10 tier. There's a lot of people that love that. We've got people that don't typically follow the day-to-day news. They turn off the notifications and they only read the Fightful Wrestling Weekly on Sundays. And I respect that, man. Kyle Fletcher beats Brody King. Tombstone gets a lot of it done. But the Brainbuster, the old Sami Zayn, well, El Generico Brainbuster. I guess it's Sami Zayn as well. He did it at WrestleMania to beat Gunther. But I love that that was a finish. And like in my heart, that finishers and devastating moves, finishing matches is something that I am an old head for. And if I see a move like the Brainbuster, top rope, bam, Brody King took it like a champ. I'm like, hope that's the finish. And in my heart, I was like, don't kick out. Please don't kick out. And he didn't kick out, and I was so pleasantly surprised. I mean, for one, I'm okay if you use the tombstone as a transitional move. it's hard for, like, it's hard for it to be a finish for anybody but Undertaker, right? It's like, it's one of those moves where it could be a finish for people, but also it's like the guy that it was a finish for is so synonymous. Like, why even try it? That's like the stunner, man. Like, I got friends that use the stunner. And I'm like, man, if you're, unless you're Steve Austin or you're Kevin Owens who got permission straight from Steve Austin, I'm like, why use it? Do something else, man. Do something else. But after this, Mark Davis comes in and they start to beat up Brody King, and Hobbs makes the save. Hobbs makes the save, and there's a good pull apart here. And I loved this because I got to use the team name of House of Big Black and Jacked. Get it? Get it? We get an impromptu match of which, listen, it was fine. It was very abbreviated, very short. And again, sometimes you need to have those short matches. Sometimes you need those. You got to have them happen. Because if every match goes 8 to 10 to 15 minutes, it starts to become formulaic. Everybody knows what to expect. Everybody knows that your matches are going to go a certain length, and they kind of tune it out. Powerhouse Hobbs wins, but we all won because when Don Callis was on commentary, Tony Schiavone just said, "It's an opinion, you dumbass," which was phenomenal. Mark Davis is going to find his footing. Ish, don't worry. We don't do them in order. We do them as they appear on the show. So I'll get to it. Don't worry, my friend. But I Kyle Fletcher using the brainbuster, I am all about. I would have had the betting odds on that as him kicking out. But fortunately, BetOnline has some better odds for you.
I want to talk to you guys about our great partner at BetOnline AG. Yes, the place that lets you bet on pro wrestling. We've gotten our pro wrestling betting odds from them for years, well before we even worked with them. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about them. They got the earliest lines, the fastest payout, the industry best bonuses. They've been trusted for 25 plus years because of their safe and secure environment and their quick payouts. But you can bet on pro wrestling. How cool is that? If you think you know more than anybody, go ahead and look at those odds. It's the same ones you've seen on Fightful for years. You might see one that sticks out to you and you go, wait a second. There's no way that person's going to win. Why are they an underdog? Make yourself some money. BetOnline AG. And hey, it doesn't stop there. Whatever sports you want, they got you covered. Popular games like blackjack and roulette, Supernova, Skyward, all that stuff. BetOnline AG. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can at BetOnline AG.
Dave Koss says, I need your help, Sean. As a Dynasty attendee, please attempt to get me excited for the Jericho match. Also, FTR turned to the pay-per-view, I assume. So I'll talk about these back-to-back because there was... it was... pretty much what I had predicted, right? Leading to Jericho versus Bandido in a mask versus title match. But I'm like, man, if you want to move tickets for AEW All In Texas, Jericho versus Bandido in a mask match, why would you not do that there? Does Philly have like a large lucha community that I am unfamiliar with? Am I missing something there? Somebody fill me in. First off, it's Bandido, Dave. I think it'll probably be a good match. I do think it'll be a good match. I expect Bandido to win. And somebody says, Sean, it'd be too long to make the match. I know they could have started it. They could have started it later. You know what I mean? FTR, I do expect to turn the pay-per-view. And listen, predicted the Jericho Bandido mask match. And I also had an interesting theory last week that I think is coming together and we're going to tie it all in, because today you have Nick Wayne and Kip Sabian, along with Mother Wayne, talking about Christian Cage and how they don't get what he did at what Revolution. Didn't get what he did there, but he's going to explain to Christian how a good plan comes together. But he's going to do it to his face. Okay, they're off doing their own thing. You have this segment where FTR and Cope get together and they're trying to talk out their problems. And normally it wouldn't make a lot of sense for them to do this publicly, but Dax is like, okay, this is, I reacted in a very public way, so I'm going to apologize in a public way. And Cash is like, dude, I think we could do Trios title run. Let's do it. Let's face the Death Riders. Death Riders aren't happy about it. Wheeler Yuta's livid, man. He's real mad about it. And they're like, you don't challenge us. We challenge you, in their own vignette later. First off, phenomenal use of the Trios titles here. Great match. The type of match that you create the Trios titles for, after they have been mistreated and barely used for so long. You had a Trios titles because you had such a robust tag team division that you had to create Trios titles. But so often people forget about them. Never should have split the ones from ROH. Ever. But hear me out. I think FTR turn. I think they attack Cope. And I think that we see a Cope and Christian. A Cope and Cajun. That's what we see. I think we see them reunite. And I think we see Cope, Christian take on Kip Sabian and Nick Wayne. I think we see Cope and Christian take on FTR. The FTR one probably, it's got to be all, a Double or Nothing or All In, right? Like, it's got to be one of those two. Big major show. I'd do it for All In, though. Because that's a dream match, man. Cope and Seethe would be really good. Because they never had a tag team name. It was Edge and Christian. That was it. People tried to give them a name forever. It just didn't work. Didn't stick. Man, Love for Boost said AEW got me hyped with that Dynasty ad for the skaters. How about their Minecraft sponsorship as well tonight? Good for them. Good for them. Luis, my friend, I've asked you to apply that Big Bill chat to the MVP segment a couple times. Let's move that one. Man M says, hey, Sean, thanks for all you do. Will Mina still appear at the Stardom shows in Las Vegas? And Luis notes, yep, she and Taro Okada confirmed it themselves on the press conference. Her last match for Stardom will be against Maika on April 6th. Yeah, there was some stuff. There was some stuff that they had to work out there, but they ended up doing that. Ended up doing it, ended up fine. But I love the rated FTR stuff, mainly because it reinforced my beliefs of what's going to happen on this show. MJF and MVP are face-to-face, and MJF says, you know, I wasn't going to do Friends again after what happened with Adam Cole, but I've known you a long time, and I want to be in the hurt business, the business of hurting people. And he's about to agree, and Bobby Lashley and Shelton come out. And Lashley just tears up the card. And what I love is MJF is like, we can fight now. We'll do it. Like, MJF is not afraid of Bobby Lashley, and I like that. I do like that. Even though sometimes he's been a chicken shit heel, he has always been a heel that is very confident in his own ability. And, you know, now that he's lost a match to Hangman, it's like, maybe I do need a little bit. Maybe I need a little bit extra. We see MVP talking backstage as MJF does walk off. And MVP's like, guys, I know what I'm doing here. And I like that it was Alicia Atut that did the interview. Orion Benn just pointed that out. It's like, I trust this guy. I believe in this guy. Now,
yeah, boys
at FightfulSelect.com revealed on our weekly Q&A show over on Fightful Select, people were asking, does this mean Hammerstone and Holiday, they are not signed by AEW right now? I was hoping so, but it didn't happen. Didn't happen. But I loved all this. Loved everything with Hurt Syndicate and MJF. Thought it was good business, man. I'm intrigued by it. I want to see what happens next. Because look, MJF, beyond not trusting Adam Cole, why would a faction trust him after the Inner Circle situation? You know what I mean? He's got no reason to be trusted by them. Just MVP. We have Big Bill and Brian Keith come out afterwards and cut a promo. Listen, this Big Bill promo wasn't good. Vicky says Big Bill sucks for disparaging Sting. So Big Bill said, I was a tag team champion. My partner got pinned and Sting retired instead of giving us a rematch. That's like, you're not entitled. Yeah, sorry. No. Somebody said, you mean the Pinnacle? No. I mean the Inner Circle. MJF joined the Inner Circle briefly and then turned on them. But Big Bill came out and cut that promo, and then it was like, it was very weird how it went back and forth. It was not good. It was, well, you are a bitch. The other guy was like, no, you are a bitch, in fact. Then the other guy's like, well, that's funny because I feel as if we established prior that you are actually the bitch here. It was the, I know you are, but what am I? And then I'm like, well, as MVP said it first. So MVP won that verbal battle. And listen, MVP was the one who first established that Big Bill was a bitch. So therefore he wins that war of words. That's the rule. You can't come back and say the same thing and then win the battle of words. It doesn't work like that. And MVP, listen, MVP is like, when you're a guy like MVP and you have this immense confidence in your ability to actually beat people up, you're also going to have a very unique ability to talk shit in many cases, and that's MVP as well. Like, he's very quick on his feet with stuff like that. Like, and that ain't leaving him anytime soon. Yeah, it felt very Tamina Ellsworth-ish, Edge Stark stuff. Yeah. Anthony Pride says, Wheeler Yuta needs sheep shears to cut his hair. Oh, man. Will Ospreay's back next week, by the way. Switchblade is backstage. He enters the Owen. He is one of the names that Fightful Select reported could not be at Omaha last week. However, on Collision, he faces Kevin Knight. Ish says, Kevin Knight announced for Collision for Saturday. Is he signed? So I'm going to work on finding this out for sure, but here's what I know. His deal was up with New Japan early in the year. He wanted to talk with WWE. He did talk with AEW. Seemed like he was looking to make a move to the States, to be honest with you. Now, today, I get a message, and I will read it to you verbatim. Quote, I heard movement on Kevin Knight free agency. And I said, oh? And then it said, yeah, heard some chatter. There's news coming. Well, there certainly was news coming because now he's working there this weekend. Now, he has wrestled AEW and ROH in the past. He's wrestled MLW, TNA, like a little bit of everything. I don't know if they would need to sign him immediately, but I would. That's the thing. I don't know if they need somebody else on their roster, but Kevin Knight's the kind of guy that you invest in right now. Right now. You don't risk him going to NXT and then becoming a big star. Like, I think we pretty well know what New Japan has in mind for him, but you don't risk him going there and then hitting big on Tuesday nights. And then if you want to bring in Kushida to team with him at times, you can do that as well because they're a great team. In TNA, I think it's pretty clear what they would do with him. They would put him in the X division and he would probably not progress out of that until he started a tag with somebody. And that's not because he's not good enough. He's absolutely good enough. It's just that's what they would do. He had some good stuff in TNA last year, though. Like, he was there pretty regularly. Faced Chris Bay, faced Mustafa Ali, but he never won. So at some point, you kind of know where they got you slotted in that sense. Hook and Joe are backstage. And Shibata is filming them. And they happen upon Max Caster, who has been phenomenal in his role. How good has Max Caster been? But what I love is he's actively talking shit to Top Flight and AR Fox, saying, all of you need to go solo. He's like, even if you don't turn on each other, just go solo. Look, I ran my partner out of here. I got him. He's not ever coming back. And look at me, the crowd's chanting, best wrestler alive, Max Caster. I love how he's just lying. And then he says, oh, hey, Shibata. And then he gets choked out. Max Caster has gotten...
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Way more useful from a character standpoint since leaving the group. And that guy was getting heat in person the right way, online the wrong way. A lot of people would groan when he was on the TV. Now he has very good stuff on TV. People know something entertaining's happened. Listen, that man is not going to go on an international title run anytime soon. So be entertaining as hell. And that's what he's doing. He is embracing this role. And he's doing an incredible job. Incredible job. Top Flight won a match, by the way. Very glad they put Top Flight on this show. Brilliant to do that. As you got Top Flight versus Big Bill and Brian Keith this Saturday. And you had, I believe, it was Action Andretti and Leo Rush watching as well. But you put Top Flight on in their home area. And you hear them get a huge pop from the crowd. So they seem like big stars. And you give them a win. There was a little atomic drop botch. But other than that, they got a nice quick win. I like this. We had three pretty quick wins on this show. And I think that you need those sometimes. Pepper one or two of them into each show. I think you should have at least one match on every show that goes under 6 minutes. You know, six and a half-ish minutes. And I think they did that really well. Love for Boost says, Samoa Joe literally did his sweet tooth act. Yeah, he did. I mean, I can't wait for that show to come back. Can't wait for it to come back. James Stallings says, Anthony Bowens update. He'll be back, I think, fairly soon. Fairly soon. And Dave Cost says, any thoughts to when Bowens makes his return? Can it be at Dynasty, please? I think he should return. I think when they do, they should do an open challenge, and he should return then on a pay-per-view. I think Philly would be a good crowd for it. Double or Nothing would be a cool moment for it. The Acclaimed explodes. You could also do it on TV if you want to add something to Dynamite or Collision. But have a couple wild cards against Max Caster. Like Max Caster's in the Owen or something, the best wrestler alive. And then Bowens wins and then advances. And then Max Caster costs him and they have the rematch afterwards. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. Takeshita defeated Mark Briscoe. I got to be honest. So I mentioned the Brain Buster earlier. Even seeing somebody get their foot on the ropes after a J-Driller makes me a little sad. I feel like the J-Driller should be one that just like knocks you out. Know what I mean? I'm sentimental about that move. I'm in my feels about that move. Feel a certain way about that move. But, you know, at least it's not him getting kicked out of it. I'm okay with that. You knew that Takeshita was going to win this match, but this really did play up how tough Mark Briscoe is. I would like to see, I mean, listen, at least Mark, the ROH title's off Mark Briscoe now, so it makes a little bit more sense to feature him so heavily on here. I know that he's never going to do like a full-on tag team again, and he shouldn't. I completely respect that. But he doesn't win a lot on TV. So it's difficult when you've got an established guy who just wins on ROH, and he's being put in these spots, and you're like, oh, okay. So let's see, he lost to Mark Briscoe, he lost to the Don Callis family, lost to Mark Davis. They won at Revolution, but you know, it's a pre-show match. But like, when's the last singles match he won? When's the last time Mark Briscoe won a one-on-one match? Hate to do that to you, Mark. Love interviewing Mark Briscoe. One of my favorite guys. Just one of my favorites. He hasn't won since December, the Continental Classic, which he did win those three matches in a row, which, you know, do help you build a little bit of that up. But, you know, but say let's narrow it down to Dynamite even. When has Mark Briscoe won a singles match on Dynamite? Holiday Bash, December 2023, where he got the last win on Dynamite. Give the man some wins. Or at least make a story out of him losing as much as he has been. Well, if you want to win over and over, I got something for you, friends. Nord.
Oftentimes we talk about NordVPN.com/Fightful, and I'm telling you about one or two different features that they have. How about this? I'm going to tell you about a bunch of them. Threat protection, global server network, safe from disruptions with their kill switch feature. They have reliable encryption. They have the fastest VPN on the planet. A 30-day money-back guarantee. Great deals at all times. Incredible reviews online from some of the best publications in the world. And 24/7 support in case you don't know what you're doing or how to use it. They got you covered. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Secure every device you own. Add extra layers of security to your digital life with NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you're abroad, listen to your favorites. I know a lot of wrestling fans have been traveling a lot more with big events. NordVPN.com/Fightful will protect you.
Kevin Knight did tweet game time recently. Somebody mentions Killswitch. He was backstage at AEW Revolution. Fightfulselect.com did report that. We're going to save the Swerve and Moxley stuff for the end because that's what you guys want to talk about the most. Ryan says, hey, Sean, with this being the time of the year when Stardom contracts expire and Mina leaving, anyone else imminently leaving Stardom? Maya Iwatani, thanks for the stream. Looking forward to Tony, Megan at Dynasty. I am too. And I like them planting Thunder Rosa as the next challenger after that. But I haven't heard anyone specifically. But Mayu Iwatani is always going to be a person that everybody looks at and says, is it going to happen? Because of how incredible she is in the ring. She's one of the greatest wrestlers in the world. I would go as far as to say that Mayu Iwatani is one of the greatest wrestlers, regardless of gender, in the ring that I have ever seen. And if you want to, like, just the body of work that she has had, I feel like almost every year in the last 10 years, Maya Iwatani has had one of the best matches I've ever seen. Io Shirai, every year for, like, I want to say like 3 or 4 years, Julia, Sari, like, good God, she has the most. She's incredible. ROH did not understand what they had, man. Dave says, random question for you. McAfee had LeBron for over an hour today, unedited. What one person would you love to do an hour with, unedited? Well, listen, I want to say this. I have an immense amount of respect for LeBron. I do not like the way that he did that to Brian Windhorst. Brian Windhorst has never implied he was LeBron's best friend. Brian Windhorst has covered LeBron for ages, and LeBron has even went as far as to say, I don't think that anybody knows me quite as well as Brian Windhorst, who has covered me since I was a kid. I thought that was very, and not just saying that because of media, because I think the Stephen A. LeBron stuff, I think LeBron could have approached Stephen A. privately, but when you say anything about somebody, expect them to confront you with their opinion of it privately, publicly, wherever. If you talk about somebody, expect a response. People are like, oh my God, Sean dropped in my DMs. Yeah, I'm coming at you directly, talking to you. Absolutely. When did that become the weird thing to approach somebody? So I've got no issues with how LeBron approached Stephen A. But the back and forth with it, I'm like, Stephen A., what are you doing here, Sam? Oh, I won't talk about you after you retire. Like hell. Then the next greatest thing will be compared to LeBron all the time. Just like you compare to LeBron to Jordan all the time. Man. But an hour unedited. Well, the dream interview would have been Ted Turner, but that's far beyond. Listen, I do not consider myself a journalist. If for no other reason, because absolute dumbasses use it as a self-perceived status symbol as opposed to a job title. You know what I mean? There are people that act like calling someone a journalist means that they're virtuous to some degree, whatever. I'm a media guy, but listen, I would turn into Barbara fucking Walters real quick asking some questions if I had Vince for an hour. Unedited, unable to, if he had to tell the truth. Vince, I want to find out the stuff he did or didn't do and hear what he claims of it. That's it. Would love to. We don't get those opportunities. He ain't ever going to do that. Never going to do that. Never. So, but if you want somebody completely different from that, the dream would have been Ted Turner. Like, that would have been one. I would have loved to have heard his side of stuff like that. Roman Reigns would have been a good one as well. Maddie Nice, I'll have, I think so, but I'll have Luis check. Mercedes Moné would be a good one that I would really love to interview as well. I appreciate that you like me. I like doing my interviews. Listen, I really think that Chris Van Vliet has some of the good, deepest cuts in pro wrestling. I don't get talent as long as Chris Van Vliet does. So I try to mix in current stuff and some stuff that I just want to know about and some stuff that nobody ever asks about. If I have 2 minutes or 6 minutes or 30 minutes with somebody, I'm going to try to get something. Oh, Vicky, Sting. Yes, Sting is one of my dream interviews, of course. For sure. Get those super chats in. Get those humper chats in. Tony Storm, Thunder Rosa backstage. Tony Storm names their team Thunder Tits. And then she takes the pin from Megan Bain. Van Twinblade says, Thunder Tits, Thunder Tits. We love Thunder Tits. Listen, Megan Bain is being presented exactly how I thought she should be presented. Immediately a big deal. Immediately important. Immediately ascending to the top. You got to educate your audience immediately. Listen, your audience already knows who Speedball Mike Bailey is. They're plugged in. Less of them will know Megan Bain as she comes in because they, you know, Speedball has the TNA exposure, but you're educating that audience real quick on who Megan Bain is. I really like the interaction or at the end where Thunder Rosa is like checking on Tony Storm. And she's surprised. She's like, damn, Tony. Like, I knew that Megan was good, but damn, bro. I really like the way that this is playing out. And then Thunder is being set up. Is very smart, too. Because now she's saying, I want the title that I didn't lose. She's like, I want that back. I had to vacate it. I never lost it. And I haven't really had that run since I came back. And that's what she wants. But right now you got Megan Bain. So you're weaving that in. Women get the main event again. FightfulSelect.com. We broke that on our free tier, friends. We have a free tier as well. Go subscribe. Go on and do it. Second straight week that the women main event. I like it. I like it. Why not? I mean, also, give them the opportunity to prove themselves in that situation. And Penelope technically getting a win as a result of this. Smart, too, because you're using her on TV to beat her an awful lot. So it makes a lot of sense for her to be on the winning side of that. And she jumps and hugs Megan Bain, which is very, very interesting. Because Megan Bain is just like, huh? And now as a result of this, Penelope's effectively gotten a couple of tag team wins when she hasn't won anything else in quite a long time. Dave says, by the way, Dave has been contributing so much via Super Chats and Humper Chats. Dave, thank you so much. He says, I personally love how strong Megan is being booked, just like Stephanie on NXT. Tell your audience these new stars matter as logically as you can. I've said this point a lot. Like, not everybody is Braun Breaker, Gunther, or Brock Lesnar. When they come in, it's kind of undeniable, right? Alberto Del Rio got a big push earlier. Very early in his run. Stephanie getting a big push early in her run. Mariah May was involved in something good and creative early in her run. You let them know immediately. Immediately. They're a big deal. I agree. Give me an hour with Raven. I had like 30, 40 minutes with Raven. He did the interview during halftime of the Super Bowl, and he was on the treadmill while he did it, and I loved it. It was a phenomenal interview. Phenomenal interview. Luis notes that the loser between Kamatani and Tom Nakano in All-Star Queendom career versus career match, and Nakano is now a freelancer. There you go. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats because we got a good one to talk about. A hell of a promo. Hell of a promo. First off, Swerve backstage encounters Hangman. He's like, did I hear you say you would keep me from winning the title? And Hangman said, "You're damn right I did. And you're not going to stop me." And they got the Minecraft sponsorship in the background. Loved it. Really loved it. Always involved. Swerve can't shake this guy. Can't shake this guy. Somebody asked what I thought about his interview on Vlad TV earlier. Good. He spoke his truth, and he's got a lot of it. He's got a lot of it. He's seen a lot of shady stuff happen, and he has been a loyal, hardworking, always respectful, professional, and outstanding person to have on your team. You want a leader like Swerve on your team. You want somebody like Swerve Strickland leading the charge for whatever brand you have. And now he's reaping the benefits and has a 5-year contract that will pay him into the 8 figures by the time it's done. And he deserves it. And he earned it. This might have been Jon Moxley's best promo. Maybe including that video they did with Renee. But I don't remember a face-to-face with Jon Moxley. It's usually attack, run, attack, run, attack, run. And for a guy who constantly talks about what he wants AEW to be, it's a lot of the same thing, right? So this definitely felt like a big change of pace. And it needed it really badly. And I thought they did phenomenally. Jon Moxley cut this promo. And he said, wrestling has become celebrities and influencers and billionaires and kids on Instagram. And it's losing its vision. Like, I don't love what it is, but you give me hope. He said that to Swerve. He's like, you give me hope. Don't disappoint me because I'm giving you the opportunity at Dynasty. And for Swerve, he's like, you're not giving me shit. I earned it. You're the champion. You got to defend the title. And Swerve's like, you're saying I haven't suffered enough. You're wondering how far I'll go. Broke into homes. Bled buckets. Gave everything to the company. Gave everything to wrestling. Calls himself the most dangerous man in wrestling, and hard to disagree. Hard to disagree. There was a phenomenal callback in this promo. Among the many great things about this promo was when Swerve said to him, at Dynasty, I'm going to win the championship. And then you can continue to be the guy who plays Jon Moxley on TV. That is a reference to in 2016, which is incredibly topical now, Jon Moxley, within kayfabe, as Dean Ambrose said to John Cena, I'll be over here. You have fun being the guy that plays John Cena on TV. Meaning, it's being fake. He's not being real. And as we see with John Cena, That is true. That is very true. So it's playing off of one of the hottest angles that you got going in wrestling right now by referencing something that Jon Moxley said about this as well. Dave Koss says the first half of the Swerve Mox promo was unsettling, or the awkwardness of the first half is why they need to move the belt off Moxley. I think Swerve brought it home beautifully, but sheesh. I didn't even remember the first half of the promo by the end of the promo. That's how good it was by the end of it. It was a phenomenal tie-in to all that. And it was Swerve saying, you're full of shit. You're just selfish. That's all. You're going to question Swerve? You're going to question his dedication? His dedication is on video. You can watch it on AEW pay-per-view. Roman says, you putting the belt on Swerve at Dynasty, Sean? I would. I don't think they are. And I think that is dangerous. I think that Moxley beating Swerve might harm the upward momentum that AEW has. And before somebody goes, what upward momentum? Listen, their viewership has increased and they do good numbers on Max. They're selling great pay-per-views. They're running smaller venues. They're filling them up. They're getting hot crowds. They're doing well. Don't have to be doing as well as WWE. But I feel like Swerve losing to Mox could affect that. Zach Schimmel says, hear me out. Complete Hangman's redemption arc by helping Swerve win. I think it could be a good full circle. If not, give me another death match. That I agree. Zach, I like that idea. And then you know what I think they should do eventually? Hangman is doing this to make good for what he has done wrong. Even though Swerve has done some stuff wrong. But they need to go into what led into the Montreal Screwjob later on. And if you don't know, I'll give you a little bit of backstory. One of the reasons why Brett didn't want to lose the title to Shawn Michaels is because Brett said to Shawn, you know, I got no problem losing to you. I'll do business. And Shawn Michaels says, you know what? I appreciate that, but I would not do the same for you. I would love if down the line, Hangman said, I needed to do that. And Swerve goes, you know what? I appreciate you helping me win the championship. But if the shoe was on the other foot, I would never do the same for you. And in fact, I would still do anything that I could to keep you from winning the AEW championship. Oh, that's what I need to see, man. I don't want these two to ever not be affiliated with each other. It is one of the greatest feuds in wrestling history. Two supremely interesting characters. And this is a great opportunity to utilize that and pivot from a story that just isn't working. And Irene, I agree with you. We'd call them a lot of the Death Riders are the worst stuff. And Eddie Kingston ain't going to be back for months. Matty Nice says, I'm calling it now. Swerve and Hangers will work together to beat Mox. Hangers actually apologized in my headcanon. This will be huge. Yeah, Matty Nice, you see the vision. He sent this before I said all that, by the way. He said all that before. Somebody says, you got to let go, Sean. Go to hell, Twan Mac. Never let go. Never let go. I'm up on the door in the Titanic. It's just sinking down right now. And I'm saying Hangman and Swerve to the bitter end. That's me. Guys, make sure you leave a thumbs up on this video. I cannot begin to describe to you guys how important that is for the audience to help find us. I mean, listen, the algorithm does not favor Fightful because we put everything on this channel. And I would really love for you guys to do that. I've got one more super chat, Humper Chat, that is in the document, but I want to give you guys a quick rundown of what is on youtube.com/Fightful. Today, we dropped our second episode in the series with Jimmy Van looking at his incredible figure collection. This one looks at WWF LJN Black Cards, which is some of the most collectible LJNs. I had an interview with Evan Husney of Dark Side of the Ring. This season of Dark Side of the Ring is very special to me, because Muhammad Hassan is covered, and a feature that I did on Muhammad Hassan 9 years ago changed my career and my life. I don't know that I'd be where I am now if he wouldn't have given me that interview. So I talked to them about this. I had an interview, short interview with Brian Danielson that dropped. We had another Jimmy Van video about what he purchased from Matt Cardona, a new Fightful Presents about Heroes of Wrestling. Sorry, I paused up there. WWE 2K25 player ratings. We had interviews with Robert Stone, Mark Briscoe, Natalya, Francesca Eastwood, Scott D'Amore. And we had the behind the scenes of MJF's interview with Fightful. All those are on our video tab. We're live every day. We've got a bunch of shorts that we drop as well, like a ton. Please check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and of course, Blue Sky, but Facebook as well. We are making a monster effort. We've got Luis working on stuff. We've got Rob Wilkins working on stuff. We have got Kate doing a whole lot of work on this. We are completely revamping our Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We're about to land a deal with TikTok, which I'm very excited about. All the time I see people going, why aren't you all over there reporting your own news? You need to be on this. By God, we are. And some of our live streams will be there as well. Maddie Nice says, great graps tonight. Great Mox promo. Do you think TK sees Brody King as a future world champion? Because I think it needs to happen. AEW needs to create a Lucha championship belt. First off, all due respect, I will say no more belts. Please, no more belts. If there was like a Mexican, AEW Mexican championship, sure. If you wanted to defend that around Mexico and the U.S., sure, I'd be okay with that. I don't think that TK has Brody King pegged as a future world champion, but also I don't know that he thought necessarily Swerve would be a world champion as he showed up there. Maybe he has had that in his mind, but I haven't ever seen anything based on the trajectory. Now, I'll say this. Brody King is a phenomenal performer, and I think should be in the tag title mix as soon as Buddy is back. Absolutely should be back. And also, as Luis points out, CMLL has 33 belts right now. Guys, thank you all so much. We're out.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.